Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, September 15th, and I'm reading from the New International Version and then the New Living Translation when we get to the book of Ezekiel. Today we pick up with Hebrews chapter 3, and the title in my Bible says, Jesus greater than Moses. Therefore, holy brothers and sisters, who share in the heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus, whom we acknowledge as our apostle and high priest. He was faithful to the one who appointed him, just as Moses was faithful in all God's house. Jesus has been found worthy of greater honor than Moses, just as the builder of a house has greater honor than the house itself. For every house is built by someone, but God is the builder of everything. Moses was faithful as a servant in all God's house, bearing witness to what would be spoken by God in the future. But Christ is faithful as the Son over God's house, and we are his house, if indeed we hold firmly to our confidence and the hope in which we glory. So, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion during the time of testing in the wilderness, where your ancestors tested and tried me, though for 40 years they saw what I did. This is why I was angry with that generation. I said, their hearts are always going astray, and they have not known my ways. So I declared on oath, in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. See to it, brothers and sisters, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. But encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. We have come to share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original conviction firmly to the very end. As has just been said, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion. Who were they who heard and rebelled? Were they not all those Moses led out of Egypt? And with whom was he angry for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose bodies perished in the wilderness? And to whom did God swear that they would never enter his rest, if not to those who disobeyed? So we see that they were not able to enter because of their unbelief. Today in Hebrews chapter 3, Jesus is compared to Moses. And in the last couple of chapters, Jesus was compared to angels and the Torah. In chapter 4, he'll be compared to the promised land, and then in 5 through 7 to the priest, and on forward he will be compared to the daily and yearly sacrifices and to the covenant of the Israelites. And each chapter is helping us to see that Jesus is superior to all other things. He is superior to Moses, who built the tabernacle, because Jesus built the whole world. And the argument of the author of Hebrews is to challenge us that Jesus is worthy of all trust and devotion, even in the midst of persecution, that despite this, we should be devoted to the Lord and to turn our eyes upon Jesus. That's what it said at the beginning of Hebrews chapter 3, to fix our eyes on Jesus. And so we just want to ask the Lord to keep us from a sinful and unbelieving heart and to help us to trust God for the future rest that he will provide. Let's move forward now into the Psalms. Today we are reading Psalm 114. When Israel came out of Egypt, Jacob from a people of foreign tongue, Judah became God's sanctuary, Israel his dominion. The sea looked and fled, the Jordan turned back, the mountains leaped like rams, the hills like lambs. Why was it, sea, that you fled? Why, Jordan, did you turn back? Why, mountains, did you leap like rams? You hills like lambs? Tremble, earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, who turned the rock into a pool, the hard rock into springs of water. And now let us move forward in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 40, verses 20 through 49. The title in my Bible says, The North Gateway. The man measured the gateway on the north just like the one on the east. Here, too, there were three guard alcoves on each side with dividing walls and an entry room. All the measurements matched those of the east gateway. The gateway passage was 87.5 feet long and 43.75 feet wide between the back walls of facing guard alcoves. The windows, the entry room, and the palm tree decorations were identical to those in the east gateway. There were 7 steps leading up to the gateway entrance, and the entry room was at the inner end of the gateway passage. Here on the north side, just as on the east, there was another gateway leading to the temple's inner courtyard, directly opposite this outer gateway. The distance between the two gateways was 175 feet. Then the man took me around to the south gateway and measured its various parts, and they were exactly the same as in the others. It had windows along the walls, as the others did, and there was an entry room where the gateway passage opened into the outer courtyard. And like the others, the gateway passage was 87.5 feet long and 43.75 feet wide between the back walls of facing guard alcoves. This gateway also had a stairway of 7 steps leading up to it, and an entry room at the inner end, and palm tree decorations along the dividing walls. And here again, directly opposite the outer gateway, was another gateway that led into the inner courtyard. The distance between the two gateways was 175 feet. Then the man took me to the south gateway leading into the inner courtyard. He measured it, and it had the same measurements as the other gateways. Its guard alcoves, dividing walls, and entry room were the same size as those in the others. It also had windows along its walls and in the entry room. And like the others, the gateway passage was 87.5 feet long and 43.75 feet wide. The entry rooms of the gateways leading into the inner courtyard were 14 feet across and 43.75 feet wide. The entry room to the south gateway faced into the outer courtyard. It had palm tree decorations on its columns, and there were 8 steps leading to its entrance. Then he took me to the east gateway, leading to the inner courtyard. He measured it, and it had the same measurements as the other gateways. Its guard alcoves, dividing walls, and entry room were the same size as those of the others. And there were windows along the walls and in the entry room. The gateway passage measured 87.5 feet long and 43.75 feet wide. Its entry room faced into the outer courtyard. It had palm tree decorations on its columns, and there were 8 steps leading to its entrance. Then he took me around to the north gateway leading to the inner courtyard. He measured it, and it had the same measurements as the other gateways. The guard alcoves, dividing walls, and entry room of the gateway had the same measurements as in the others and the same window arrangements. The gateway passage measured 87.5 feet long and 43.75 feet wide. Its entry room faced into the outer courtyard, and it had palm tree decorations on the columns. There were 8 steps leading to its entrance. A door led from the entry room of one of the inner gateways into a side room where the meat for sacrifices was washed. On each side of the entry room, there were 2 tables where the sacrificial animals were slaughtered for the burnt offerings, sin offerings, and guilt offerings. Outside the entry room, on each side of the stairs going up to the north entrance, were 2 more tables. So there were 8 tables in all, 4 inside and 4 outside, where the sacrifices were cut up and prepared. There were also 4 tables of finished stone for preparation of the burnt offerings, each 31.5 inches square and 21 inches high. On these tables were placed the butchering knives and other implements for slaughtering the sacrificial animals. There were hooks, each 3 inches long, fastened all around the foyer walls. The sacrificial meat was laid on the tables. Inside the inner courtyard were 2 rooms, one beside the north gateway facing south and the other beside the south gateway facing north. And a man said to me, "The room beside the north inner gate is for the priest who supervised the temple maintenance. The room beside the south inner gate is for the priest in charge of the altar, the descendants of Zadok. For they alone of all the Levites may approach the Lord to minister to him." Then the man measured the inner courtyard, and it was a square, 175 feet wide and 175 feet across. The altar stood in the courtyard in front of the temple. Then he brought me to the entry room of the temple. He measured the walls on either side of the opening to the entry room, and they were 8.75 feet thick. The entrance itself was 24.5 feet wide, and the walls on each side of the entrance were an additional 5.25 feet long. The entry room was 35 feet wide and 21 feet deep. There were 10 steps leading up to it, with a column on each side. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Would you pray with me? Our Father in heaven, you are holy. You are beyond majestic. You are worthy of our praise. You are great and gracious, and magnificent is your name. Thank you, Lord, for the forgiveness that we have in Jesus, the creator of the world, alongside you and the Holy Spirit. We pray, Lord, that you would help us not to have sinful and hard hearts, but that you would help us have malleable hearts, hearts that are ready to serve you. We pray, Lord, for our friends and family who are in need. Each of us has someone who comes to mind, or many people, as the list seems to be long these days. We ask, Lord, for your extra special sense of presence for those who are in need, for those who are grieving, for those who are unsure about their future, and for all of us, Lord, as we remember that while this life is like smoke, it is an enigma, we have a sure hope in a rest with you. We do not have to fear death because we know that we will be with you. We pray, Lord, that you would just remind us of your presence throughout the day, and you would help us to be about your glory in all that we do and say. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.